It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
Soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, hi there. Welcome. It's Wednesday and you're on the Dr. Tanji Show. This is the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. It's a show founded on principles that we literally get to use every day in our lives. And I get to do it with my beautiful co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Although KJ's on assignment today, Niles is here and we are going to have a fun packed show. He should be joining me now. There he is. Coming up on the show, we've got the principle, of course, of the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? We've got Niles doing all things worldview. What's going on in the world? And at the bottom of the hour, we've got a gentleman that I am on pins and needles to have on this show. He comes with a wealth of information and he lives the kingdom. He's a demonstration of what it means to be a citizen in God's kingdom. And he'll be on the show at the bottom of the hour. Now, and he is giving away a special gift. So you want to stay tuned, guys, if you're in the Miami, Florida area or anywhere in the world, because it is virtual. I'm telling too much. I'll be quiet. I'm just excited. Let's get started with the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? And we talked about it last week. And we're going to reiterate this, guys, because the more we know, the more that's required of us to know, the more that's required of us to do. So what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God, as illustrated in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, is a government. Isaiah saw a government that was coming with someone who was going to come with that government on his shoulder. And he is the King of Kings, right? That's Jesus in the flesh, right? So when he said, repent, change your mind. There's a new way that I want you to think. There's a way that it really is not religion, but unfortunately, and I don't want to step on anyone's toes, we've kind of made religion a crutch. And it's not supposed to be a crutch. It is supposed to be a guidepost on how we live our lives, right? That's what the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is. It is God's fundamental principles that we adopt from the Bible, which is our constitution. It is a way of living where you're looking at problems and saying, it's not a problem because I have an answer for that. All right? And that's the truth. We're sent here in the earth to colonize the earth so that we can be a physical manifestation of what goes on in heaven goes on earth. And you're saying, but it sounds too good to be true. I know. When I learned it, and as I learned it, the more I learned it, I'm thinking, oh God, this sounds too good to be true. So I want to give an example so that you can follow along, and then I'm going to turn it over to Niles, and he's going to do what he does best. Now, here's an example for you to follow. Genesis 1:28 is a command. That command tells us to do four things so that we can have a dominating spirit, a dominating physical manifestation while we're on this earth. And I'll tell you what those four things were. One, be fruitful. That is your produce. What's your product? What's that great idea that you want to bring to the marketplace in a business? All right. Multiply. That's two. That's how you reproduce your product. I've got a book and I've got it behind me. I don't have it right here. I want to reproduce or I want to multiply. I love it. What you're about to do, Niles. I'm looking at you. Oh, I knew it. Okay. I know him.
You know, he don't bring it out.
Oh my God, I love this man. So that is my product that I brought to market. Now it's up to Tanji, not God, because he's already told me what to do. You get it? Now I got to reproduce or multiply what he just had in his hand, the book. Then the third step, I've got to replenish. What you talking? There's got to be a distribution kind of mechanism that I get that product that I'm multiplying out to the marketplace. That's called distribution. For me, that distribution is Amazon. Soon, it'll be Barnes and Nobles and anywhere you buy literary books, even Walmart. Fingers crossed. Now, the fourth thing that I'm giving an example of the kingdom of God, the fourth thing is subdue. What does that big word mean? It means to control the market. Now, if you're going to control the market, you're not going to have a passive kind of attitude, right? And you're not going to be conceited either. When you're controlling the market, when you're replenishing, when you're multiplying, when you're being fruitful, everything I do, I put it under his will for my life, not mine. If I put it under my will, I'll get tired. I'll turn back around. I'll probably give up. But when I'm under the auspice of him, which is the Holy Spirit in the earth, then you can move and shake like a boss. That's for real for those who are listening, who are about to go into business or what have you. God will always give you, in closing, God will always give you what you can manage, not necessarily what you pray for. Mm-hmm. If you can manage a million, guess what? You get a million.
That's true.
To whom much is given, much is required. The more he gives to you, the more you decrease so that you can give to others. Never think that what you're doing for him does not matter, because it does, even especially in the marketplace. And that is my summation of the kingdom of God. Now I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Niles. Take it away, baby.
All right. So I actually love that word choice that you use, cars. A lot of the times, like especially in today's society, you know, we're self-interested. You know, mm-hmm. we're about self and what can this do for me and so on. But when you ask yourself the question, what can I do for him? That's when blessings upon blessings will come your way. But you have to be a blessing first, I think.
Come on.
Oh, this blessing's going to rain down on me. I just going to send this to me just because I'm me. But if you're operating in Christ and you're using the gift, which is also the product that God instilled in you, and you have to get that product to the people. If you are actually using God's gift and operating in God, things will flourish and work out for you. But that doesn't mean an easy process. From what I heard you say, to make it simple, you have to have a plan and you have to execute. Once again, Jesus had a plan and God had a plan for Jesus's life. And he was able to execute it while he was here. That was his way of getting it out to the people, the message and so on. So as you said, be fruitful and multiply. But before that, once again, you have to recognize and accept and realize the power that is in you, put in you by God, and that gift that is in you. That gift was put in you to bless the world, to bless the people, to get it out there to the marketplace. That way you enhance the world, enrich the world, enrich the people. So what you said is a wonderful blueprint for us to use so we can do God's will. And in doing God's will, it is also beneficial to self and also the world around us. So once again, let's get away from conceit. That word conceit, get away from self-interest.
Come on. Get
to the point where you are God-interested. And I'm telling you, in that, things will just come together in ways that you never imagined. So
I've got goosebumps all over me, man.
Simple, you know,
it's just that simple. But let me ask you this, Niles, and this is you and I talking before we get on program. Thank you, KJ, for the script, and we're going to follow.
But
isn't it something how when you get it, you get excited. Mm-hmm. And it's really, it's nothing new. It's just a new way of thinking. You're still, I won't say the same person, because there's no way you can do these principles and not change. There's just no way. But we get it, right? I mean, it's a lot. It is, but it takes that application, is where I'm going. You really got to roll up your sleeve and become the work.
And get to work.
Yeah. I think once upon a time before 2015, I was one of those ones that, and I'm going to raise my hand because this is the truth here. I was one of those ones who would pray, 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 fast, 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 mm-hmm. even pray. Speak in my heavenly pray language. Down. Yep. Yep. But I was never planning. I didn't prepare. I didn't even pre-plan. I just wanted it, the blessing, to happen in my life. Just kind of, I don't want to say magically, but it was without work.
Yeah.
I had the faith. I think it was James that talked about faith without Paul that talked about faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
I had faith, bro, but I didn't have the works. So I wound up losing everything. I went broke 6 times before I seriously got the kingdom mandate in my life. 6 times, bankruptcy 1, homeless 2. I mean, come on, 6 vehicles being repossessed? I mean, come on, Tanji, when do you say enough is enough?
But if that was the average person and they weren't rooted in God, after you repossessed the second car, we would have stopped, you know? So that shows that God was working on you. Because if you get your car repossessed sometimes that will shake people. But see, you operating in God at least to an extent. And that's why things started to flourish for you and work for you. Now, you bumped your head a few times.
I did, man. I did.
Vanity, that's how we do things.
Yeah.
But continue to not just trust in God, but we have to, as you said, we have to activate our faith. Amen. There's much inactive faith being taught and preached and prosperity preaching.
Come on.
And whatever else.
Yep.
Let's talk about the work. Let's talk, like you said, let's talk about being the work. Let's talk about being a vessel for God. And when you are that vessel, I'm telling you, even if things seem impossible and so far away in your sight in front of you, you know that if you stay faithful, you stay active, and you know that God will order things for you, even if you can't see it for yourself at that time, that's when things will truly start to mature. You know,
man, come on.
You start with a sense of urgency, a sense of power, a sense of freshness, and just being new, you know, spiritually.
Yep.
As the service manager.
That's right. Can I ask you something? Would you give our listeners, our engagers, and thank you everyone who stops to double click that like or engage? I don't want to call you followers because you're not. Mm-hmm. You are engagers. You're listeners. You are why we do this show, and we are gaining so much because of you. So thank you so very much for those who are definitely engaged with us, either Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. But I want to ask you this, Niles.
Yes.
Would you give our engagers when you decided that, okay, this kingdom mandate is really something that I need to kind of delve in a little further. What was it that had you change from, I can't do religion, and I'm not knocking anyone, forgive me, please, but I can't do this old tradition.
Roots is arrested development.
Okay.
They have a line where they're talking about, like, the pastors teach you to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, and there's nothing wrong with it, but... You know, with that, you have to have the action. But aside from that, from a young age, I did a lot of observation. And I saw things that, you know, make people feel comfortable and gave them a sense of encouragement. But I realized that it really wasn't transforming people. I realized it really wasn't, you know, getting them to a better point. It sounds good. It looks good. But it's not helping them to progress and grow. And I started to notice that that was a trend. And aside from that, I noticed with that came a victim's mindset. I don't think God wants us to have a victim's mindset. Like, oh, my life is just so down and bad and just save me and I need a blessing. God wants you to operate with a sense of power. And once again, God is that power. So like being in the church and just hearing people talk about their situations, just kind of relinquishing their power to the world. I'm like, are you really serving the world? Are you serving people? Or are you serving God? Because if you are serving God, you would put a different message out there. It's not, I'm so helpless, Lord, come save me. It's God, I know you are God. And because you are God, there's power in me. Work this thing for me.
Come on.
And it works. So like being in the church and just hearing people talk and, you know, once again, the you get a car and you get a car mentality and so on. I just started to stray from that because I, you know, my parents taught me like you have to work hard and really have a work ethic, you know, for anything, like especially to get, you know, results outside of the ordinary, like solid, extraordinary, you know, results. Mm-hmm. And I saw that the results that they were getting. Wow. So I'm like, okay, so there's a disconnect. Something ain't working here. Let me not do that. I want to activate my faith, not, you know, be there, you know, practicing an active faith. So I would say I realized that when I was younger in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I really started to activate it once I left. And I've shared this before, once I left corporate America, because, you know, it's kind of set for you. Go to the job. 9 to 5, they're going to tell you what to do and so on. But when you jump outside of that and you have to make your own schedule, you have to, you know, produce things that will yield a solid product and the results that you're looking for.
Come on.
I realized even with my ambition and my motivation, I need something else. I need more of a powerful engine behind me. And that's when I really started like holding on to God, because once again, there was a little period where I was a little conceited, as you mentioned, like, I am who I am. I can do this because I'm ambitious. Whatever else. And I'm like, oh, life still happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I started really trying to reach for God's hand allowing him to just, you know, just cut. You ever seen like those movies like Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's in a and you know, he's hovering over a building and he picks the person up by one arm and he starts flying.
Yeah, yeah.
Situation I got into with God. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God, Niall. You know, and ever since
I realized that I cannot do what I'm here to do without him, and magnitude that he wants me to do it, and to that I want to do it. So if I want to do it here, I know God is going to do it even bigger.
Yeah.
So I'm not just put on my So those are the two instances. It's being in the church and realizing how, you know, people develop the victim's mindset and how that's a way to kind of keep hold of the people and keep the people in church. Right. I just realized God does not want you to sit there and be a victim. He doesn't want you to be, you know, live, you know, off of fear.
So
I saw that. I'm like, that's not what God wants for his people. You are not helpless. You are more than powerful.
Man, you better shut your mouth and hold yourself, as my aunt would say from Mississippi. You know, that is why I love doing this show. That is why I get up and I get butterflies in my stomach. I kid you not, before airtime, because when you are living what you're seeing and you know that, wait a minute, hold up, as great as I am, he's greater, and you do take conceit out of the equation. Listen, I don't want to mess up what you just said, so I'm going to move right along. How about that? I would love, love, love to ask for you guys, our engagers, for your continued support. And I'd love to hear your soliloquy of, when did you know what I was doing was just not working for me? So please take advantage while we're on the air. The number to call in is 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. And I really need to apologize for the Dr. Tanji brouhaha that did not happen on Monday, this past Monday. I was actually celebrating my nephew, Kobe. Hey, Kobe. He graduated from ASU, Alabama State University, and I slept in. I did. They had a party, and I guess I did too much. But anyway, join me on Facebook Live coming Monday, God's willing, 7-ish. If I'm not there by 7:15, those who hold me accountable, call me and be ugly. At any rate, I'll be on Facebook Live talking all things talk to me, all right? You're no longer going to be, I won't be your girl anymore. I want to be your friend. So I'll start off with, hey, it's your friend. How about that? So you and I are friends now. And I want to thank Cat Kenna Publishing. They supported us this month for the last 4 weeks. They've honestly just been right there. This is a new publishing company that will take your dreams and ideas and your goals and even some of your, let's say, sketches and make it a reality by getting you published and getting you out in the marketplace. If you have a body of work that you're interested and want to explore about being an author, give them a call at 470-534-2216. Again, that number, 470-534-2216. Or shoot them a line at info. The email address is info@cadkennapublishing.com. That's K-A-D-D-K-E-N-A publishing.com. Or send something to our copy editor, who is Bella. Her email address is Bella, B-E-L-L-A, D is for doll, at cadkennapublishing.com. That's Bella B, Bella D, at cadkennapublishing.com. Tell them Dr. Tanji sent you. Thank you, Cat Kenna, for your support for us being on the air. And Niles, I'm going to take it away, if you will. All things worldviews and people in the news.
Okay. All right. Here we have worldviews, things that are going on globally, not just America. Okay. So Wednesday night, after a long night of Israeli airstrikes met by rocket fire from Palestinian militants, there were 48 people from Gaza who ended up dead, including 14 children. There's a lot going on right now in Gaza. A lot of wars, a lot of turmoil, a lot of things that are going on, you know, based on, you know, religion and, you know, just differences, things that, you know, shouldn't separate the people. Especially, you know, I think it's crazy, too, because Gaza, unfortunately, has been one of those places where this has become, you know, a thing. You know, it's become, I'm not going to say accepted, but just a way of life. I don't think you should have to worry about just walking down the street and then being bombed, you know, or dealing with the airstrike and so on. And to the point where you're also taking the life of children, that's just another, you know, incident that shows us that we need God. We need the kingdom, because that's a hard condition.
Come on.
None of us are in the position to take anyone's life.
Right.
You know, so I want to pray for Gaza. I want to pray for the Palestinians. I want to pray to transform, you know, the hearts and minds of those who are dealing with these things on a daily basis. We just need to pray for the world.
Amen. Amen. So serious. Absolutely.
Issues are serious. That's what pushes people to kill. That's what pushes someone to discriminate and so on. That's what pushes someone to separate from someone because of religion, which is organized, which is man-made. So pray for Gaza. We pray for, Palestine. Pray for the victims and the people who attack the victims, because, right, you know, everybody in need of it.
Absolutely.
Next, we have COVID-19. It's been a crazy year, 2020 until now. However, there is a vaccine. A decent number of people have been vaccinated. However, recently, they have been looking at the numbers upon children. And children, the COVID-19 in children is actually going up. A lot of the cases are coming from children. So now what they're doing, starting this week, they're expanding accessibility to the COVID-19 vaccine to children from 12 to 15. Then from there, they're going to see what they can do with the younger kids, because they have to see how they're going to react to it and so on. But definitely important for, you know, the kids to have some kind of, you know, remedy or something, because, you know, soon we're going to be back in the schools, you know, at 100% and so on. And it's going to be one of those things that's kind of like the flu.
Right.
So, and you know, since we're still dealing with it, it might be a little, you know, it might go around a little bit more than the flu. But yeah, definitely protect the children too, because those children are going back home to their parents and family.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Whoever else. Now we have COVID in India. I know last week I mentioned that there was a limited access to the vaccine for folks in India, and how vaccines and certain materials for, you know, to treat COVID-19 were left on a plane for a few days, which is insane.
Wow.
There's also a new variant that they found in 50 countries of the COVID-19. So, you know, we still have work to do. Still safe, still, you know, not just protect yourself, but do what you can to protect your neighbor as well.
Absolutely.
And next, you already know, we talked about it earlier. We want to get back to, you know, your book. You know, make sure we talk about that. Dr. Tunji's book on, and, you know, you can say a bit more about that, Dr. Tunji.
Absolutely. I will say that if you have not gotten the book, this is what I'm doing. I kid you not. Get the book. Show that you purchased the book. And if after the seventh day, hear me, I'm saying it live, if after the seventh day you do not see a change in your life or the way you're thinking, drop me a line, we'll discuss it, and then I'll give you your money back. How about that? And I'm so serious, because
that's putting your money where your
that's putting your money where your mouth is, man. I left everything I knew out of tradition to do exactly what my big brother and savior said to do, which is seek ye first the kingdom and be in right standing with his father. And that's what I'm doing. Do I trip and fall? Man, don't you know it? I'm still three parts human, right? But I know that it is the Spirit of God that lives in me, and that is what I want to project to the ones who are engaging with me. I may not hit it out of the park every day, but you better believe I'm going to be at bat. I promise you I am. You can pick that up on Amazon, and very soon it'll be at our website. We've got a couple of things that we're tweaking for the website. We're really, really excited, and by this time next week, you'll be able to get it on the website as well. And I definitely want to thank everyone who does tune in on Monday mornings at 7-ish that want to hear Talk to Tunji. I am very, very fortunate to have you there. And this Friday, we will be uploading to the YouTube channel at Dr. Tunji Show on YouTube. One of our past shows that asks the question, what were you born to do? Oh, dear God. That was such a great show. And if I'm not mistaken, Kenya Claiborne was our guest for that show. And I would love, love, love for you to tune in on Fridays at 6 p.m. on YouTube. And my last shout out to Cad Kenna Publishing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for trusting us with your dream, your vision of getting really good content and bodies of work out in the marketplace. Yeah. They are a new publishing company, but I really do believe that if you're ready to roll up your sleeves and do the work, you should give them a call, 470-534-2216, or send an email to info@cadkennapublishing.com. Or Bella D at Cad Kenna Publishing. That's info@CadKennaPublishing or Bella D at Cad Kenna Publishing, which leads us to this guest. Oh boy, I am so excited. This gentleman that's about to come and bless us today is not only a pastor, an associate pastor at Evangel Church International in Miami, Florida, but he's also a trained, hear this now, he's a trained John Maxwell coach. All right. John Maxwell, if you haven't had an opportunity to know who this man is, he's one of the premier trainers in all things spiritual speaking and delivering what you speak. He is a certified, he's certified to accelerate individuals in leadership development. That is what he does in the marketplace. And he's also a businessman. How about that? So he has my heart already because I love business people. He has a group called, an agency called Fusion Empowerment. Fusion Empowerment. And I will be excited to hear how this man is literally multiplying. He's being fruitful. He's multiplying. He's reproducing and distributing and dominating in the marketplace. He's, a father and a husband, none other than Mr. Clinton Powell. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Welcome. Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. We are excited to have you here with everything that you've got going with Caden and is it Callen? Callen?
Yeah.
All right.
It's with Callen.
Everything, Callen, with everything that you have going, with being a man who embodies the spirit of leadership and not just the leadership spirit, how did you get here? That's the proverbial question that we love to ask our guests that come to the show. How did you get here, sir?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for both of you guys to, for the invite. It's an honor and a privilege to be on the show. I know everyone doesn't get this opportunity, so I definitely want to say thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
So how did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, technically, right now, I'm in my car. Because everything that you have said, I'm a father first, so my boys are in swim lessons, so I just took a sneak outside to make sure I have the opportunity to spend some time with you guys. Wow. So did I get here? Absolutely, absolutely. So the proverbial question, here right now in my current space, how did I get here? I talk about it in my book about who's in your backyard, how to identify and develop multi-generational teams. And speaking of, I believe that God allows us to get to where we need to go by breadcrumbs. Mm-hmm. What I mean by breadcrumbs, I am here because God knew exactly who I was destined to be.
Mm-hmm.
So he ordered my steps, and along the way, there was different breadcrumbs that were deposited in leading me to this current space as a pastor, as a leader, as an author. And my journey, much like anyone else, my journey took place. My first leadership opportunity, believe it or not, was in elementary school, I want to say fourth grade. And I was the vice president of the student body. And that was my first leadership opportunity. And I believe that was the first breadcrumb that led me to this place right where I am right now. So I've always wanted to be an author, just like many, many of us.
Yeah.
Want to do something, but we procrastinate. We don't think that we're good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or we say, who will listen to us? Who will listen to my voice? So how did I get here? It was the breadcrumbs of different opportunities from elementary school to high school to college of leading in different capacities, whether it's in the church, whether I am a proud member of the Florida A&M Marching 100. Once you are a member of the 100, you are always a member of the 100. So those opportunities and everything along the way has shaped me to be who I am today.
Wow. That is so awesome. Go ahead, Dallas. I'm sorry.
So what is that instance that led you to that point? Because it's not easy to have an idea, formulate that idea, work on that idea, and then start getting active with that idea. So what is it that thing, what is that instance that pushed you to get going, get your engine going?
That for me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, repeat the question again for me.
Okay, so what is that instance, what is that thing that motivated you to get your engine going when it comes to the idea that you had in your head that you formulated? Because we all have ideas, but what is it that pushed you to start working on that idea so it can manifest into something?
Good question.
You're taking it from conception to the marketplace. That ain't easy.
It was an opportunity.
No, you're absolutely right. And I think it was a collection of things. It was, I want to see 2018 was for me. 2018 was a shift for me because I knew I was at a crossroads and I didn't know exactly where to go. I knew I had a gift. I knew I had a voice because I'm still serving in the pastoral capacity. So I knew I had a voice. And I'm currently, I'm an engineer by trade. So I work for the utility company here. So I realized there's more to life than power.
Come on.
And electricity.
Come on.
And for me, while I love my job, and while I just, you never know who's listening. I love my job, right? While I love my job, my empowerment shifting from providing power, electricity to power, to people, to actually empowering people to go beyond. So it was three catchphrases that I've always used a part of who I am is to ignite, is to empower, and to transform. Whoa. I've always said I'm called.
Say that again. We didn't hear you. And yeah, I really want to hear that. Yeah, always called.
Theo went out, man. You were
It was right on. Come on. No. Are you there?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. We can't see you, but we can hear you.
So, okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my phone right now. Let me see something really.
No worries, you're spot on. We know who this is. We don't want to spook anybody, but when you're spot on like this, you know who that is. We just gonna keep it flowing, so we'll keep going. No worries.
Okay, perfect. So right now it's about igniting purpose, empowering vision, and transforming lives.
Okay.
And that's been my trifecta. Mm-hmm. So 2018, that's when I made that launch. And I said, you know what? Let me put purpose behind this. And I decided to join the John Maxwell team. I decided at that point, I'm going to write this book. I decided that it's more beneficial for me to empower others because that's the legacy that I want to leave. The legacy It's not a building. Yes, I would love to have my name on a building. Sure, that's great. But the legacy that transcends generation is the teachings of empowerment that our culture and our people need.
Wow. Wow. You know, I need to go and, as my children would say, cop this book. Because it doesn't get any plainer than that. Wow.
Wow. Isn't it interesting? And I'm listening to him talk and what he just mentioned regarding you're living life for yourself, right? Dealing with the energy company and being an engineer and so on. But with that, once you got to the point of, okay, I want to start working for people and not just myself, your life takes a new meaning.
Yep. Done it. I think we lost him, but I'm pretty sure he may have time to call back in. So we'll keep this conversation going. The way he did that, man, I've got goosebumps all over me because the quickest way, and I believe this from my soul, the quickest way for me to experience the life that I'm supposed to experience is to assist someone else while I'm going toward my life experience to have a life that's productive and rewarding and so on and so forth. So what a beautiful mantra. He said his trifecta to live by. I could not think of more godly principles than to move out of your way and make certain that someone else gets in the way so that they can do exactly what they're supposed to do on this earth, man. Wow. What a powerful man.
And I love that correlation, how we went from talking about dealing with energy and power.
Come on, man. Did you hear that?
And then I thought of something, too. Like, when you think about it in life, God is that main source of power in an electric company. Like, you think about it, he is the energy company.
Yeah.
The energy company provides the energy. Yeah. But when you think about it in the worldly sense,
there
are the towers, and then there are power lines.
Come on.
Of all those power lines of channels that are getting out to the world and the people and expanding to light and power and electricity to people's lives. And I'm like, you think about it, that is God in our life.
Come on, like, man.
The power company.
And I love it.
And we're going to transfer to other lines and other lines and so on. So all that connected when he went from saying before, I was living life for me. And when I started living life and putting that power back into people, given to me by the main source.
Come on, bro.
Started really to move and you know, just and empower me and the world. That's crazy.
You know, it is, bro. I love that. That correlation right there, man. That'll definitely put you in that atmosphere of where you need to be. And then peep this, right? You said about the power line, right? And I'm getting chill bumps here. Yeah. What about the socket? What about the outlet?
It all works together. Happen when it, and it's a sense of I'm doing this for God and I'm doing this for the people.
Come on.
You will just be one line, and then that one line is going to be
transferred
to the other line. So just that little small radius you're in.
It'll
be there, but the fruit is not going to get out to the people.
Absolutely. You better hit his man, guys. Now, you are on one today, man. And I'm loving it. I love when, you know how we get it and it's ours and you're like, I get it now. And that is what the show is all about. It's not to pounce anyone. It's not to ridicule anyone. It is truly to show you when you have a change of mind, and you become the work that you have read or grandmama or big mama has passed down to you. When you become the work, you're invincible. You are, but it has to be in him. There's nothing that we can do outside of ourselves. Nothing, absolutely nothing. And that's why we do it. That's why we're running around sometimes, catching a plane to get back in place. It feels like I've been on more planes than I can shake a stick at in the last 2 weeks, right? But I know that there was purpose in my going, but it's just something about being before the people and letting people know that you got this. Whatever it is that you may be going through right now at this very moment, whether it's a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, or maybe you got to downsize or move and it looks like there are insurmountable woes and you're thinking, what am I going to do? There is a promise. There is a promise that says he will not allow you to bear more, allow you to have more in your life than you can bear. That's the truth. We are living witnesses that when we have this happen and that happen and this happen, that there are times when we ourselves want to be like, wow, now what? But we've got to keep going. We have to keep connected. And you said it best. Yeah. You plug into that source. Yeah. He's our source, bruh. He is the one, right?
Yeah.
So I get excited about that. I'm sorry that we lost Mr. Powell, but I really do.
I mean, here's the thing. He was doing maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But you can tell that I was speaking through him.
Yeah.
In that 3 or 4 minutes, he left.
Come on.
With us to continue to talk on. I also want to give a quick example. That is an example of God speaking through you. Because I think about it. Do you really have to be seen in order for people to feel you?
Nope.
We didn't see him, but because God was talking through him, he was completely black, we felt him.
We felt him. Isn't I know, right?
And I also want to talk about, like, just mention this quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
Isn't it interesting? Because he talked about 2018. You talked about your six cars and so on.
For sure.
It's interesting that things have a way of falling out of place when we're not in place with God.
Come on, man. How did you know? How did you know that? Seriously.
If you are not in place with God, in position with God, things will fall out of place.
Wow. You're so absolutely right. I tell people there are times when He will test that word in you, right? And then there are some mistakes of your own. If you know that your card notes do, right? And I mean this in all practicality. Why would you go and say, here, I'm going to take this and pay this and if that's earmarked for your car note, pay your car note. Come on, guys. So anyway, that's I don't want to get on that soapbox, but
to pay that car note.
Come on, bro. Come on. Absolutely. How many times have I taken Chase's mortgage, the mortgage that I earmarked for Chase, and thought I was doing a good thing? And even shouted about it, but I was out of order. There's no law in that. God is a law-keeping God. Come on. Yes. That was my house note, bruh. I took it, and maybe I wanted folks to say, wow, look at Dr. Scott. She giving. Come on. Come on. When you're delivered from people, that's the last thing that you concern yourself with, right? So all of those flaws, all of those lessons, thank you for the lessons, but I don't necessarily have to repeat the class to know that I've grown. Take care of what you have to do first, right? Love yourself as you love your neighbor. I can't love my neighbor more than I love myself. I'm a hypocrite. Anyway, and we don't want to do that. The name of Mr. Powell's book is, what was the name? Who's in Your Backyard? Who's in Your Backyard? We'll get that information. Is that him? Whoa! Hey, we've been talking about you, guy.
Yeah, man. That's enough for us to talk.
Oh my God.
No, I heard it. I heard everything. So we're good. I appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Where can people find your book?
Well, they can find it at ClintonKPowell.com. Okay. So that's my full name, ClintonKPowell.com. You can have they will see all the resources, opportunity for me to come speak on the book, mastermind opportunity, speaking opportunity, training opportunity. So definitely would love to connect. You can also connect with me. You can also connect with me on all social media platforms, Facebook, IG, Twitter, and it's Clinton K. Powell. I try to keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Now.
And can you just leave us with something
quick? I know, right? Because we've got some tickets to give away.
We need something to be left with, okay?
Absolutely. 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 So here's the thing. As I was listening to the communication, and even something that I'm still, I think we all can deal with this and we all understand this. I just want to remind whoever is listening right now, God is never late. God is never late. He's never late. Like the word said, his ways are not our ways. And it's super frustrating. I'm not going to talk about the frustration. You know, the word of God also says hope deferred makes the heart grow sick.
Yeah.
But can I encourage you, as I'm encouraging myself right now, he's never late. Because he would never go back to what you said, Niles. He can't, and he won't put more on you that you can bear. And I've heard Bishop Jake said this before. A blessing before it's ceasing is a curse.
Whoa. Mm.
A blessing before its season is a curse. So whatever project that you're working on, whatever book that you're writing, whatever business plan that you're writing, whatever vision that you have in your mind, keep your head down. Don't look left or right, because the only one that you're competing with is yourself.
Come on. Come on.
Don't look left or right. Stay focused and trust God in the process. This is one of the most challenging advice I am giving. However, it's going to build character. And once that character is built, then you will have the shoulders to bear the blessings from the open doors and the open heavens that you will experience. So trust God in the process. Be blessed in that process. Take notes in that process. Because here's the thing. In that process, in that storm, in the difficult season when you're waiting, God is giving you what? He's giving you resources.
Yep.
Because those experiences can be a book. It could be a movie. It could be a TV show. It could be a podcast. It could be something that he allowed to be birthed in you. But just like any mother who has birthed a child knows, it's painful. You want to slap somebody crazy. You want to take some medication. But it's all worth it once you hear and see that child.
Oh, my God, man. Whoa, Nelly, as I would say it.
There we go.
I know, right? Can I say, we at the Dr. Tanji Show love you to the moon and the stars. Would you accept that?
Now, I definitely would accept it.
The last few seconds before we click off, you've got to go, and we don't want to go over time. We've got to give away some tickets. You tell us how you want them given away for the Leadership Summit coming up June the, is it 5th?
Yes. So it's One Voice Leadership Summit, and it's uniting the voices of faith and the marketplace. Perfect. So we are calling all pastors, leaders, entrepreneurs, influencers, those who want to take it to another level. So it's June 5th. You can go to onevoicesummit.com. And in order to get these free tickets, this is the simple thing. You just email info@onevoicesummit.com and tagline Dr. Tanji, and you will get your 10 tickets. We will reach out directly to them, and we will make sure they have their tickets in hand. So if you want to fly out to Miami, come on and fly out. Enjoy some of this sun. But we do have a virtual option available. So email info@onevoicesummit.com. Mention Dr. Tanji, LA Talk Radio, and we'll hook them up.
Yay! You heard it, guys. That is our show. Clinton Powell, we love you. Niles, man, we did it again. Glory be to God. Thank you, Ronan. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. Guys, don't forget to love yourself as you love your neighbor. Get into the marketplace. Do exactly what you've been called to do, and you'll never work another day for the rest of your life. That's the show. Mwah! Don't forget to join me 7 o'clock on the Facebook Live. Talk to Tanji. Bye.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
Soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.